Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
The Violet Hour presents
Red Riding Hoods, Episode 4, The Roosevelt Ripper.
Jackie, you're up.
Mm-mm, it's Kayla's turn.
No, I got it last time. This round's on Elisa.
Well, let's see. Maxed out. Closed. Almost maxed out. Okay, here, this one should work.
Sounds like we're a few days from pawning our guns for gas money.
Or waiting for Rosie to share all that money she's raking in from her OnlyFans site.
Yeah, you wish.
Felisa's right about these weapons. I guess we won't need guns anyway.
Did we decide whose weapon we're picking up first? Rosie?
We can't afford a trip to Boston.
Mom is probably the closest. But I have no idea where it even is.
Gotta be in the police evidence storage, right?
Mine's at home, but...
Hold up. You got a killer's weapon at your house?
I didn't just leave it under my pillow. It's locked up in a...
Then it's settled. To Kayla's house we go.
You just said yours was closest. Why do we have to drive all the way to California for mine?
You don't want to go home?
Not particularly.
Let's see what Mother has to say.
Oh, does she finally have something to say to us?
About time.
She sent me a link.
A clue?
It's a webpage for some exhibit. Looks like a rare book collection at the Cal Berkeley Library.
Crap!
Were you hoping for Stanford?
Cal Berkeley's like an hour away from my house.
Mother has spoken.
Whatever.
I've never seen her this upset. Y'all sure this a good idea?
No, but it's the only one I've got.
Chin up, Kay. We got your back.
We fine as long as we're in and out while my parents are at work and Evan is at school.
Evan is your brother?
Yep, aka the golden child.
And you're sure the weapon's in the house?
Yeah, I got it locked in an old trunk. If it's not in my closet, it'll be in the garage.
What kind of weapon we talking?
It's a fire axe. Belonged to a sicko called the Roosevelt Ripper.
You were at the Roosevelt tenement?
I read about that. Yo, I'm so sorry.
How exactly did you end up with the axe?
My roommate Barb was crushing on this dude that was part of some urban exploring group. They'd make TikToks in old abandoned buildings. Had a bunch of subscribers before...
Hey, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Anyway, they were going to explore the Roosevelt tenement and she roped me in as her plus one. We knew the building's history. How the handyman had been a serial killer chopping people up in the basement and disposing of them in the furnace. And just like everyone else, we assumed he was long dead. Turned out he wasn't dead. He was waiting. And once we got inside, he picked us off one by one. I wish I could tell you I survived because I totally kicked his ass or something.
It's okay.
But the truth is, I ran. Made it to the sixth floor. By then, I was the only one left, and I knew what would happen if he caught me, so I kept moving. Kept him guessing. For some reason, the elevator doors had been pried apart, just a little, so he must have thought I snuck into the elevator shaft. When he stuck his head in there, I knew it was the only chance I'd have. I rushed him, kicked him as hard as I could. Dude fell six stories and he never screamed once.
Sounds to me like you totally kicked his ass.
He dropped his axe in the hallway when he fell. I grabbed it and hauled ass back downstairs. I was still holding it when the cops showed up. Then a few weeks later, I got a call saying they were returning my belongings. I went to the station, and there with all the crowbars and rope that used to belong to those urban explorers was the Ripper's axe.
The cops just handed over a murder weapon.
I don't know why, but for some reason I felt like I was supposed to keep it. So I locked it up.
I thought the news said the killer was never found.
Yeah, he's still at large. Cops and fire teams swept that building top to bottom and said there was no sign of the Ripper. Or, as they assured me, no sign of a copycat.
Those same cops gave away a murder weapon from an open investigation, so chances are they missed something.
Anyway, that's why my Tinder profile says absolutely no urban explorers.
This neighborhood nice? I feel ridiculously out of place.
It's only been 6 months, but it feels so different than I remember.
A van is pretty far from inconspicuous on this street, ladies.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Do you want us to wait outside?
No. I could use the moral support.
Here goes nothing.
Okay, so either your folks have OCD, or they pay a cleaning lady to come by several times a week.
You could put a gun to my mom's head and she still wouldn't pay for any service she could do herself. Don't touch anything, though. She will kill me if a single thing is out of place.
Noted.
Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Either of you notice anything unusual about this place?
You mean besides the fact that Kayla's mom sounds legit insane?
And maybe that's why she doesn't have any pictures of Kayla up.
Oh, damn. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, you're right. It looks like her mom and her dad, and that must be Evan. But where is Kayla?
What the hell?
You good?
They turned my bedroom into an office. That old trunk where I had the Ripper's axe is gone.
Shit, they wouldn't have thrown it away, would they?
No, it's probably in the garage, but still. An office? It's like they didn't want me to ever come back in. Crap!
Do we need to run out the back?
Why? We're not breaking and entering. Let me do the talking.
Umuna. Kayla?
Hi, Amma.
Whoa! What are you doing home?
Hey, Evan, just...
Who are these girls? Why have you brought them into my house?
These are my friends. And it's my house too, isn't it?
Haiku! You didn't even take your shoes off before you came in?
Yo, where have you been, Kay?
Quiet, Evan! Why are you here, Kayla?
I need a reason to come home?
This is not your home anymore.
Can I at least have my stuff back?
I threw away everything of yours after you left.
I didn't leave. You drove me out. Why do you hate me so much?
You'll never understand what Father and I sacrificed. We worked hard so that you and your brother could reach your full potential. But you squandered everything we provided. And now you're back asking for more?
The only thing I needed was for you to be there for me.
Hashikura, we raised you to make better decisions. You went to the Roosevelt tenement despite our warnings that—
So what happened to me was my fault.
You would have never been in that situation if you had listened to your father and I. Aigo, Balika! Go before your father gets home. It would be too upsetting for him to see what you've become. And to see who you're friends with now.
Hola!
Come again? Oh, you did not just—
You don't need to worry about me ever coming back.
We'll just, show ourselves up.
Get out!
Yep, okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kayla, wait!
Anyone still wondering why I didn't want to come back?
Kay, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
It's fine, whatevs. Too bad about that axe, though. Was hoping to get it framed and hung up.
You are allowed to be upset right now.
Thanks.
Hey, Kay, wait up!
Better not let Mom see you talking to me.
I'm the golden child, remember? I can do no wrong.
How could I forget?
It's good to see you. I was worried sick about you. How come you never texted me?
I didn't think you cared.
You kidding? It's been inspiring as hell to see you following your own path, despite everything Mom and Dad did to try and control you.
Thanks, Evan.
Here.
I can't take your backpack.
I got a closet full of them. Yoma gets me a new one every year, remember? There's an envelope in there with some allowance money I saved up. You guys look like you might need it.
Dude, I'm not stealing your allowance.
Girl, if you don't swallow your pride, we need that.
I'm giving it to you. Besides, you know me. I got more saved up. And there's a key in there, too. Your stuff's in the self-storage over on Harbor Boulevard.
I don't know what to say.
Just give me a hug and get out of here. But keep in touch this time, Nuna. Don't make me worry so much about you.
She's standing out the window staring daggers right through you. Well, what are we waiting for?
Girl, did you ever throw anything away?
Okay, you all look for the weapon. I'm gonna look for her old yearbooks.
Joke's on you. Those are in the same locker as the axe. So my ninth grade haircut will be lost to history just like it should be.
Is this a gun case?
That's a violin case.
You played?
Yeah. I actually had a scholarship offer for orchestra, but my parents would have killed me. Here it is. I can't believe it's actually here.
Ooh-wee.
That is like no fire axe I ever seen.
How many fire axes have you seen?
She's right, though. That is fierce.
Elise is already worrying she's no longer head bitch in charge.
How far away did you say Berkeley Library was?
This time of day shouldn't be more than an hour. Shall we go see what Mother wanted to show us?
You wanna grab anything else while we're here?
No. To be honest, all this stuff feels like it belongs to someone else. Let's go.
For real though, I'm gonna need pics of that ninth grade haircut, Kay.
Never!
I like a story that will take me to extremes, and nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
This is a ghost town.
It's a school night, isn't it? Where is everybody?
Off doing Jaeger bombs or some other life-affirming activity.
You know, I was never much for drinking. Now good edible, on the other hand.
You just haven't found the right cocktail. See, a Negroni made right will change your life.
Moscow Mules all the way.
I know what we're doing later.
If I'd have known the place would be this empty, I'd have said we should bring our weapons in.
Let's just find this exhibit. What are we looking for?
A rare collection of grimoires from the 18th century.
Grim what?
Grimoire. It's an old spell book.
Spooky.
The webpage Mother sent us says the collection is on display in the rare book archives.
I'll see if the librarian can show us where that is. Hello? Where the hell is...
Kayla, what is it?
It's a librarian!
Oh, God. Is she...
She's breathing. She's just out cold.
What kind of asshole would attack a librarian?
Well, whoever they are, I have a hunch they're going to the rare book archives.
Let's move out.
Here it is. Look, there's someone inside.
Looks like two of them.
Oh my God, is that?
No way.
It's a diamond bit. It works just fine.
Well, maybe you broke it when you drilled through yours.
Don't blame me for your incompetence, brother.
What the hell are these fucking choir boys doing all the way out here?
Look, I told you, you need to angle it.
I am angling it. See, it's not...
Out of hell with this.
You had a gun on you this whole time?
You two, hands up. You know who we are?
What are you doing here?
You guys want to play tough? Fine. I only need one of you to talk.
Last chance, boys.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war.
Be quiet.
with the cross of Jesus going on before.
You think I won't shoot you?
Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
I'm gonna count to three.
That will not be necessary.
It's you.
I am sorry we keep meeting like this.
Are you following us?
I could ask you that.
What do you want with these books?
The same thing you do, I assume.
Enough with the non-answers.
You do not know what these books are for. Then why are you here?
They're spell books, right? We'll figure out the rest.
I wish I could share what is contained within these books. But the truth is, I do not know. I have only read one of them, and that was many years ago. Now that I have finally located the rest of the collection, I...
Why does Reverend Ambrose want the whole collection? We know you're working for him.
I was hoping we could resolve this without bloodshed.
Are you forgetting I'm the only one here with a gun?
Luckily for you, my work here precludes me from resurrecting anyone else today.
What do you mean, anyone else?
I made sure to visit the Roosevelt tenement.
Then we'll just have to visit there ourselves later.
There will be no need. By then, the Ripper will already be at your house.
How did you know?
Or should I say, at your former house. Your parents and little brother still live there, though. Yes?
Oh, no. Evan!
Kayla, wait! Alisa, go with them. I'll stay here and...
We all stay together, remember? Kayla needs us.
Ugh. This isn't over, lady.
Quickly, now.
Evan! Amma! Oh God, are we too late?
There's no one here.
You think that lady was bluffing? Like she just wanted to get us to race back across the bay for nothing? I can't believe I really thought.
Watch out!
Don't waste your ammo! It's him!
You sure that's not another Roy Burns?
Like I'll ever forget what he looks like?
Watch out! Alisa! Get off her, you ugly fuck!
Kayla! Now!
That's for Barb! That's for Derek! Oh, damn! He was here this whole time! Evan!
Kayla, hey, wait, let us!
You all right? What is it?
My parents must still play Patu on Thursday nights with the toys while Evan studies with their kids.
Should we clean this up before we leave?
Nah. Let her see what I've been dealing with for a change. Besides, she'll do a better job cleaning it up than we ever could. Come on.
Are you sure you're good?
Yeah. This isn't really my home anymore, remember?
I vote we swing by the Berkeley Library again, see if we can catch up with that lady in the choir boys.
Agreed.
So,
Who was Derek?
Say what?
When you were fighting the Ripper, you said, "This is for Derek."
Oh, yeah. He was the guy in that urban exploring group I had a thing for. It felt nice to get a little payback for what the Ripper did to him.
Damn. Look at all those police calls.
Why would there be so many of them here at the library?
Hopefully it means they made some arrests.
Looks like they got some unmarked cars, too.
It's him!
Who?
That guy standing by the unmarked car, that's the creeper I saw in Alameda! The one at the gas station who showed up again at the slaughterhouse.
Pretty sure he's FBI.
Kate said an agent showed up at my house. Could he have really been...
Oh shit, he's looking over here.
Someone want to tell me why the goddamn FBI is after us?
I have no idea. But we gotta double time it before they catch up. Rosie, yours is in Boston. Jackie, where did you say yours was?
Louisiana.
Yes! I have always wanted to visit!
If it's where I think it is. Okay, we're gonna be about as far from the French Quarter as you can imagine.
So neither of those are exactly close, but...
We're going to Louisiana. Dahlia sent the Roosevelt Ripper after Kayla's family. No way in hell am I gonna let her send the Gator Man after mine.
Hold up. Did you just say Gator Man?
Like a half alligator, half man?
You about to find out.
Cool.
You've been listening to Red Riding Hoods, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed by Sarah Joy Brown, written by David Quiros Jr. Music supervision, music composition, and Foley artistry by Michael Paris. Sound designed, mixed, and mastered by Jean-Marc Brissac. Edited by Sarah Joy Brown and Michael Paris. Executive producer, Cassie Josepho. Creative producer, Maria Corso. Haley Poulos is the voice of Elisa. Michaela Bartholomew is Jackie. Sam Dumit is Rosie. Gina Kim is Kayla. Isha Blacker is Anton. Miranda Saleem is Dahlia. Ian Dick is Reverend Ambrose. With Carolyn Hennessy. Additional voices by David DeLuise, Eric Martzoff, Joshua Baton, Brad Hawkins, Kelly Pruner, Alice Pollock, Connor McGiffin, Daniel May, and Jennifer Sun Bell.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.